A smile of acceptance. One night, our ward held an activity that we had spent hours preparing for. After the activity, a young investigator said goodbye to me, but a few minutes later returned and asked, "Bishop, when do I need to come back?" I told him Sunday, and the boy quickly said, "No, isn't there another activity?" He had had such a good time with the youth of our ward that he wanted to come back. I also conversed with a visiting couple who had attended the activity and asked them what they had thought. The husband said, "Since we got here, we have felt peace and tranquility," which his wife affirmed with a nod of her head. I was surprised by this because when they first arrived, there had been a lot of people talking and making a racket. But he continued and looked at me and asked, "That's the Holy Ghost, right?" Surprised, I could only say yes. There had been a lot to do to get ready for this activity, so that night, when everything ended, the only thing I had wanted to do was go home and go to bed. Because of how tired I was, I had not been able to think over my conversations with the investigators. When I got home, I said my prayers and got into bed, but I couldn't sleep. In my mind, I pictured the Lord smiling. It was a smile of acceptance. At that moment, I began to remember the wonderful things that had happened at the activity. I understood that the diligence and love of the ward members had made it possible for the hearts of those three investigators to be touched. I understood that the smile of acceptance was for what we were doing. I couldn't avoid crying. I felt so grateful for the gift that the Lord gave us. He had given us a smile of acceptance. I testify that the Lord's words are true, that when we bring but one soul to Him, great will be our joy in the kingdom of the Father. Franklin Romero, Manabí, Ecuador. End of article, A Smile of Acceptance, read by Casey Wayman.